to Elder David Lee.
Good morning, everybody.
大家早上好。
Today, we are continuing on this subject of assurance of salvation.
今天的讲道是救恩的确据主题的一个延续。
This subject is very important because it pertains to our eternal destiny.
这个主题非常重要，因为它关乎我们永恒的命定。
This subject is also quite involved and cannot be covered in one sermon, so I divided the subject into two parts.
这个主题也很复杂，很难在一次讲道中全部涵盖，所以我将这个主题分成了两个部分。
The last sermon I dealt with, is about the security of our salvation, namely, can salvation be lost?
上一次我讲了第一部分，救恩的稳固，也就是说，救恩会失去吗？
The first part has a lot to cover, and it took me 1.5 hours to pitch that sermon with adequate details.
第一部分包含了许多内容，我用了一个半小时来详细讲解。
I believe a sermon should be as long as it needs to cover a subject which cannot be broken up, but it should not be longer than is necessary.
我相信一篇讲道的长度应该是它需要涵盖一个不能被分解的主题，但它也不应该超过必要的长度。
Today's sermon deals with the second part, which answers the question, how can a person know whether he or she has been saved?
今天讲到第二部分，将回答一个人如何知道他是否得救这个问题。
This sermon will not be as long as the last one.
本次讲到不会像上一次那么长。
I know a brother who has been a Christian for over 50 years.
我认识一位信主超过50年的弟兄。
He has served in various capacities in the church, including teaching Sunday school,and as chairman of the church deacon board.
他在教会中担任过各种各样的服事工作，包括教导主日学，做教会执事会的主席。
But this brother has no assurance of his own salvation. He told people, one cannot find out if he has been saved or not until after he dies.
但是这位弟兄对自己的得救没有确据，他告诉人们只有到死后他才能知道他是否得救。
For centuries, the question of assurance has sparked controversy in the church. Many churches have gone so far as to question whether assurance is even attainable.
几个世纪以来，得救确据的问题在教会中引发了争议，许多教会甚至质疑得救的确据能否获得。
At the Council of Trent in the 16th century, the Roman Catholic Church denied that it is possible for a person to have assurance of salvation except in rare circumstances.
在16世纪的特立腾大公会议上，罗马天主教会否认了人获得救赎确据的可能性，只有极少数情况排除在外。
Surely, God doesn't want to leave his children who are saved in doubt of their salvation, wondering and worrying each day whether they are truly saved or not.
当然，上帝不想让他的孩子们怀疑他们是否得救，每天都在怀疑和担心他们是否真的得救了。
He wants them to have peace, joy, and assurance of salvation, and he makes this clear.In the scripture.
上帝希望他们有平安、喜乐和得救的保证，他在圣经中清楚地说明了这一点。
And one of these scriptures is in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 to 13.
比如约翰一书5章11到13节。
Let's hear.
And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
We will come back to this scripture and this subject later, but let us first look at a very big problem many people have, and that is false assumptions of salvation or self-deception.
我们稍后会回到这段经文和这个主题。让我们首先来看看许多人都有的一个很大的问题，就是对救赎的错误假设或自我欺骗。
Millions of people, the Mormons, Jehovah Witness, and Christian scientists think they are on their way to heaven, but they are not. Satan has deceived them.
数以百万计的摩门教徒、耶和华见证人和科学基督教徒认为他们正在通往天堂的路上，但事实并非如此，撒旦欺骗了他们。
Satan loves to make people think they are saved when they are not.
撒旦喜欢让人认为自己得救了，但实际上他们并没有。
Many people who go to church on Sunday are unsaved.But Satan fooled them into believing that they are saved.
许多星期天去教堂的人并没有得救，但撒旦欺骗他们，使他们相信他们已经得救了。
In the parable of the ten virgins in Matthew 25, we see ten virgins. Five of them are wise and five are foolish.
在马太福音25章十个童女的比喻中，我们看到十个童女，其中五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
All ten look indistinguishable on the outside, but the subtle difference between them lies in the inside.
这十个童女在外面看起来没有区别，但她们之间的细微差别却在里面。
All ten virgins were waiting for the bridegroom, that is Jesus.To return.
十个童女都在等待新郎的回来。
The foolish one didn't carry enough oil for their lamp, and when they heard the bridegroom was coming and found out they didn't have enough oil for their lamps to greet the bridegroom, they rushed to buy oil.
愚拙的童女没有带足够的油，听说新郎要来了，他们发现油不够，就冲出去买油。
Upon their return, the foolish virgin found out the bridegroom had already gone into the wedding banquet with the wise virgin, and the door was shut.
当愚拙童女回来的时候，发现新郎和聪明童女已经进入了婚宴，门已经关了。
They knocked on the door and said, Lord, Lord, open to us. But the bridegroom answered, Truly, I say to you,I do not know you.
他们敲门说，主啊主啊，给我们开门。但新郎说，我实实在在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
What a shock to the foolish virgin when they heard the bridegroom said, I do not know you. They thought all along they knew the bridegroom. Well, but the bridegroom said he didn't know them. How could this be?
当愚拙童女听到新郎说我不认识你们的时候，他们感到多么震惊。他们一直以为他们很认识新郎，但新郎却说他不认识他们，这怎么可能呢？
In the Bible, all symbolize God's Holy Spirit.
在圣经中，油象征神的圣灵。
Romans 8:9 tells us ifAnyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
罗马书八章九节说，人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
The foolish virgin represents those people without the indwelling Holy Spirit of God inside.
愚拙童女代表那些没有圣灵内住的人。
I think the foolish virgins are called foolish not because they are stupid, but because they fool themselves into believing they know the bridegroom and have a close relationship with him, but they don't.
我认为愚拙的童女被称为愚拙，不是因为他们愚蠢，而是因为他们自欺欺人的相信他们认识新郎，并与他有亲密的关系，但事实并非如此。
Many people who go to church enjoy fellowship with people there, and they like the programs. They may even participate in church ministries, but they don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus.
许多去教堂的人喜欢与那里的人团契，喜欢教会的节目，他们甚至也可能参与教会事工，但他们与主耶稣没有个人的亲密关系。
Jesus said, many will say to me on the day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
耶稣说，当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
So the key is known by Jesus.
所以关键是被耶稣认识。
But what does known by Jesus mean?
被耶稣认识是什么意思呢？
First of all, known by Jesus means having an intimate relationship with Jesus.
首先，被主所认识就是与主有个人的亲密的关系。
The Bible used know to describe Adam's intimacy.With Eve, it says in Genesis chapter 4, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain.
在圣经中用这个知道这个词来形容亚当和夏娃之间的亲密关系。在创世纪四章一节中说到，亚当和他的妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐。
You can find this similar meaning in Matthew 1:24-25.
你也可以在马太福音一章二十四、二十五节看到这相似的内容。
Secondly, known by Jesus means owned by Jesus, hear his voice and following him.
第二点，被主所认识就是被主所拥有，听见他的声音并且跟随他。
Jesus said in John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me.
耶稣在约翰福音十章说道，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
Thirdly, known by Jesus,mean loving Jesus.
第三点，被主所认识就是爱耶稣。
In 1 Corinthians 8:3, it says, If anyone loves God, he is known by him.
在哥林多前书一章，八章三节说，如果有人爱神，这人是神所认识的。
So what caused deception in salvation?
那是什么导致得救的自欺呢？
How could people arrive at a false sense of assurance in salvation?
人们怎么可能对救恩产生一种虚假的确信感呢？
Satan is the biggest deceiver, and he plays tricks on people into believing they are saved.Through misunderstanding in three vital areas.
撒旦是最大的骗子，他欺骗人们相信， 他是通过三个重要的领域的误解啊而得救，来欺骗人们的。
Number one, requirements for salvation.
第一点，救恩的要求。
Number two, regeneration.
第二点，重生。
And number three, saving faith.
第三点是得救的信心。
Let us examine these three areas one by one.
让我们一个一个来查验这三个方面。
A young rich ruler who has kept all God's commandments since he was a boy came to ask Jesus one day, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
一个富有从小就遵守神的一切律法的少年官来问耶稣，良善的夫子，我要如何才能承受永生呢？
Similarly, Nicodemus, a respectable and pious religious leader, a Pharisee who adheres to every strict law of God and man, inquired Jesus how he could get into the kingdom of God. He expected Jesus to tell him what he must do.
同样的，尼哥底母，一个可敬虔诚的宗教领袖，一个遵守上帝和人的每一条严格律法的法利赛人，询问耶稣如何才能进入上帝的国度。他希望耶稣告诉他，他必须做什么。
People always think they have to do something in order to be saved.
人们总是认为他们得做点什么才能得救。
And this is the fallacy of Arminianism and Finianism.
这就是阿米念主义和芬尼主义的错误。
Many people think they can gain salvation by doing things.
许多人认为可以通过做一些事情来获得救恩。
Things like going forward in response to an altar call.
比如回应一个祭坛的呼召。
Making a decision to receive Christ, saying a sinner's prayer.
决志信主，做一个悔改认罪的祷告。
Joining a church.
加入教会。
Participate in sacraments like baptism, communion, or attending worship service.
参加圣礼仪式，如洗礼、圣餐或参加礼拜等等。
Doing good works like charity.And church ministries.
做好事如慈善和教会事工。
Now, don't get me wrong, all these are good things to do, and we should do them, but they don't save people.
啊，请不要误解，说这些事情都很好，但是它不能拯救人。
The Bible tells us we are saved by God's grace through faith.
圣经告诉我们我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Romans 4, verse 4 to 5 tell us, When a man works, his ways are not credited to him as grace, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited.As righteousness.
罗马书四章四到五节告诉我们，做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
God's grace does not require us to do anything, but just rely on His mercy and free gift alone.When we rely on any work for our salvation, we have deprived ourselves of God's grace, which leads to salvation.
神的恩典不需要我们做任何事，只需要依靠他的怜悯和白白的恩慈。当我们依靠做工来获得拯救时，我们就失去了导致拯救的上帝的恩典。
Salvation is grace plus faith.Plus nothing else.
救恩等于恩典加上信心，不加上任何东西。
The only thing God required people to do for salvation are repentance and faith. But both of them are gifts from God and made possible through operations of the Holy Spirit.
神要求人为得救唯一要做的事情就是悔改和信心，这两者都是神的恩赐，通过圣灵的运行而成为可能。
Regeneration is another area people misunderstand.
重生是得救的起点，也是一个产生误解的一个方面。
Regeneration is a starting point and it is a very important step in salvation.
重生是得救的起点，也是重要的一步。
As I mentioned in my first sermon in this series, regeneration is a mystery. It is rarely preached, studied, and often misunderstood.
就像我在这个系列的第一次讲道中所提到的，重生是一个奥秘，重生很少被传讲、研习，而且常常被误解。
Most people don't know much about regeneration and that it is a prerequisite.To faith, regeneration is ignored by most people in the church.
许多人不太知道重生，而它却是信心的前提。在教会中，重生也被许多人忽视了。
Once a young man told R.C. Sproul he wanted to be a Christian, but he didn't want to be a born-again Christian.
有一次，一个年轻人告诉史普罗牧师，他想成为一个基督徒，但是他不想成为一名重生的基督徒。
He spoke as if there are two categories of Christian. One is born again, one is unborn Christian.
啊，有两种基督徒，一种是重生的基督徒，一种是没有重生的基督徒。
Many Christians have no idea.That they have to be born again to become a genuine Christian.
像许多其他人一样，他不知道自己必须重生才能成为真正的基督徒。
The most common error in regeneration is decisional regeneration, which teaches that believers are regenerated because of decisions they made and action they took.But the Bible teaches otherwise.
最常见的错误是觉志重生，他教导信徒重生是因为他们做出的决定和采取的行动，但圣经却另有教导。
Even a world famous evangelist makes such a mistake when he wrote a book called How to be Born Again.
甚至有一个世界闻名的布道家也犯过这样的错误，他写了一本书教导如何重生。
None of us were born into this world because we made a decision to be born. How can we make a decision before we exist?
我们没有人是因为我们决定要出生而出生在这个世界上的。我们如何在我们存在之前就做出决定呢？
It was our parents' decision to have a child that resulted in our birth.
是父母决定要孩子而导致了孩子的出生。
And even our parents' desire to have children requires God's blessing for conception to take place.
就算父母想要孩子，仍然需要上帝的祝福才会受孕。
Many couples wanted to have children.But ran into difficulties.
许多夫妇想要孩子却遇到困难。
Examples are Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob and Rachel, three successive generations have problem in having children.
比如在圣经中的例子，亚伯拉罕和撒拉，以撒和利百加。雅各和拉杰这三代人都在想要孩子的时候遇到了困难。
I'm not going to repeat what I preached on regeneration in June last year. You may review that sermon on our church website.
我不想重复我在去年六月所宣讲的重生的信息，你可以在我们的教会网站上查看该讲道。
But let me refresh your memory with this key summary chart below.
但是让我用下面的这个关键摘要图表来刷新一下你的记忆。
The conception, misconception about regeneration is, it is turning over a new leaf in life.
对于重生的误解之一是，重生就是洗心革面，重新做人。
But the Bible's truth is, it is the impartation of a divine life by God into a spiritually dead person.
但圣经的真理是，重生是神将他的生命输入一个灵命死亡的人里面。
Another misconception is, regeneration is the result of my decision and action.
另一个对重生的误解是，重生是出于我的决定和行动。
And the Bible truth is, the triune God did something to regenerate a person. It is the Father's will, the Son's word, and the Spirit's quickening.
而圣经的真理教导我们，三一的神同工使人重生，是圣父的旨意，圣子的圣言和圣灵的催生叫人活过来。
And the third misconception is, repentance and faith resulted in being born again.
第三个对重生的误解是悔改与相信导致重生。
But the truth is, regeneration precedes faith and repentance.
真理是重生先于悔改和相信。
We went over all this last year in June.
我们去年六月这些方面都谈到了。
The damage caused by Arminianism and Finianism are devastating.
亚米念主义和芬尼主义带来了灾难性的破坏。
They fool people into believing they have been regenerated when they have not been.
他们欺骗人们相信他们已经重生，但实际上他们并没有。
There is not enough time for me to go into the details, but I will direct you to read the following articles, which are very important for your salvation.
我没有时间进入细节讨论，但你们可以阅读以下文献，它们非常重要，因为关乎你的得救。
The first reference is an article called Decisional Regeneration.
第一篇文章是决定重生。
You can click on the link and you will see the article.
你可以点击链接阅读这篇文章。
The second article is, what is decisional regeneration?
第二篇文章是什么是决定重生。
And the third is a short video, it's called War on the Sinner's Prayer by Reverend Paul Washer.
第三个是一个视频，是 Paul Washer 牧师所传讲的罪人祷告的战争。
And there is a Chinese translation of the video, and you can click on the number four link.
第四个是一个中文的链接，是这个保罗华喜牧师的这个。中文翻译，坚决反对现代的觉知祷告。
The famous powerful preacher of last century, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones said this.
上个世纪著名的传道人中马田牧师说
He said, I do not preach decisions, I preach regeneration.
我传讲的不是觉知，是重生。
The first area where people misunderstood is saving faith.
第三个误解的方面是在得救的信心。
Most people's faith in God is no more than an intellectual assent to some doctrine they heard. But I pointed out in my third sermon on this series, genuine saving faith involves our intellect emotion as well as our view.
大多数人对上帝的信仰只不过是他们对所听到的某些教义的在理性上的认同，但正如我在本系列的第三篇讲道中指出的那样，真正得救的信心包括我们的理智、情感和意志。
It involves our intellect to know God's remedy for sin and understand it.
认识及明白神拯救的方法。
This will cause a change of mind in us.
这个会产生我们在理智上、观念上的改变。
It involves our emotion so that we are convicted of our need to receive Jesus as our Savior.
也需要我们在情感上的介入，因为要确信需要接受耶稣基督的救赎。
This will lead to a heart change.
这个会改变我们的心态。
It also involves our will so that we make a decision to turn to Christ and trust him.
这也需要意志的参与，我们可以做出决定，转向基督并信靠他。
And this causes a change in our direction.
这个就会让我们的人生改变方向。
Without participation of the will which leads to action, faith is no different from demon's faith which is described in James chapter 2.
没有导致行动的意志的参与，所产生的信心与鬼魔的信心没有什么区别。
Demons also believe God exists, that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is the judge, and God condemns evil.
鬼魔也知道神的存在，知道耶稣是神的儿子，是审判者，而且上帝谴责邪恶。
There are also three aspects of saving faith.
得救的信心有三个方面。
First aspect, as we said, it is intellectual. It is not a blind faith. Some people say, I just believe, I don't care whether I understand it or not. It's not blind faith. The believer knows the gospel truth, understands it, and is convinced by it.
首先，得救的信心是理性的，不是盲目的相信。信徒知道福音真理，明白它，并且信服它。
It is relational. Christian faith involves more than knowing about God. It involves knowing God himself in personal relationship.
得救的信心也是关系性的。基督信仰不仅仅包括对上帝的了解，它涉及在个人关系中认识上帝自己。
This is where the five foolish virgin misses. Relations with God is born with, not by any other means. It's born through regeneration.
这就是五个愚拙童女错过的地方。与上帝的关系是与生俱来的，是通过重生得来的，而不是通过其他任何方式。
The first aspect of saving faith, it is fiducial, which means trust.
得救的信心第三个方面是它是基于信心的，是信任。
There is a huge difference between belief and belief in. The former means believe something is true.Whereas the latter means trust, rely, and depend on.
信和信靠之间有很大的区别。前者意味着相信某件事情是真实的，而后者则意味着信任、依赖、依靠。
God tells us in the Bible to believe in Jesus, not believe Jesus.
上帝在圣经中告诉我们要信靠耶稣，而不是信耶稣。
Saving faith requires us to trust Jesus for salvation, not rely on any other means.
所以得救的信心要求我们信靠耶稣的救恩，而不是依靠任何其他的手段。
During the year 1859 to 1860, a French tightrope walker called Charles Bendin made fame for crossing the Niagara Gorge, which is 1,100 feet wide, on a tightrope.
在1859年到1860年间，有一位名叫查尔斯·布隆丁的法国人，因在钢丝绳上穿越1100英尺的尼亚加拉峡谷而闻名。
Blondin did this 300 times with different variations, blindfolded, carrying a person on his back, and pushed a wheelbarrow with a man sitting on it.
布隆丁以各种不同形式成功了做了300次，比如蒙上眼睛，背上背一个人，或是推着一个人坐在独轮车上。
This story shed light on the differences between belief and belief in a person.
这个故事阐明相信和信靠一个人之间的区别。
Let's look at some pictures and a short video.
让我们来看一些照片和视频。
Blondin, he was one of the greatest tightrope walkers in the history of the world. And one of his greatest feats was walking the Niagara Falls on a tightrope, 11,000 feet long, 160 feet above the water. This he accomplished a number of times and always with different theatric variations. Blindfolded, in a sack, pushing a wheelbarrow, on stilts.Carrying a man on his back and sitting down one time midway while he made and ate an omelet. And one day after he had pushed a wheelbarrow across the Niagara Falls and come back on that tightrope, he asked a question. How many of you believe that I could put a person in this wheelbarrow and push him across the tightrope?And everybody cheered and yelled and screamed, and everybody believed. And then he asked for a volunteer. And the crowd grew very, very quiet until one man stepped out of the crowd and got in the wheelbarrow. There's a difference between the crowd and the man in the wheelbarrow.In regards to God, where are you? In the crowd? Saying, oh, I believe there's a God. I believe Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. I believe there's a new world coming. Or are you in the wheelbarrow? You know, it doesn't really make much difference when you're standing on shore. It makes a lot of difference.Halfway across the tightrope. And in our everyday experiences, in our life, in our choices, in our waking up, going through our days, and going back to bed, we can play it safe. We can stay in the boat. We can maintain our comfort zone, or we can walk on the water with Jesus. But if you want to walk on the water, you've got to get out of the boat.What do you think about? What are you connected to? What's driving you? What's motivating you? What makes you make the choices you make? Who is most important in your life? Not in your words, not out of your mouth, but out of your life.
Charles Bondin certainly is marvelous.He can do all kinds of trades on a tightrope. But Jesus is even more marvelous. He can do it without a tightrope. He can walk on the air, walk on the water. But
Charles 布隆丁确实是一个神奇的人。他可以在这个钢丝上做各种各样的动作。但是我们的主耶稣不是更奇妙吗？他甚至都不用 这个钢丝绳它也能走在空中，行走在水面上。
But are we willing to get on his back and trust him?
但是我们愿意啊，让他背上我们走吗？
Or sit in a wheelbarrow and let him push us in the air?
或是坐在这个独轮车里面让啊，耶稣推着我们走在空中？
I guess when we really face this danger, our faith will sink, just like Peter sinking into the water when he tried to walk on it.
我想我们遇到真实的这种危险的情况的时候，我们可能会像彼得一样会沉下去。
Two more things about saving faith I need to mention.
关于得救的信心，我还要再提两件事。
Number one, as I said before, saving faith is a gift from God. It originates from God and not from ourselves.
正如我之前讲过，得救的信心是神的恩赐，它是从神来的，不是从我们自己来的。
It comes through hearing God's word, via the Holy Spirit, and usually through a preacher, as Romans chapter 10 tells us.
就像罗马书十章讲到的，它来自于聆听从圣灵而来的神的话语，通常是通过一位传道者。
Number two, faith and repentance are born as twins. As Charles Spurgeon said, faith and repentance are born together, live together and try together.
悔改和相信是双胞胎，正如啊斯穆真牧师所说的，信心和悔改是一起出生，一起生长，一起茁壮成长的。
And they are the two sides of the same coin.
他们是一个硬币的两面。
It is impossible to have genuine saving faith without repentance. Just like Spurgeon say, no man can repent of sin without believing in Jesus.Nor believing in Jesus without repenting of sin.
没有悔改就不可能有真实得救的信心。正如斯布真牧师所说，没有人可以不相信耶稣就悔改，也没有人可以不悔改而相信耶稣。
Many people in the church today have believed Jesus without awareness of their sinfulness and live for repentance.
今天教会中的许多人信了耶稣，却没有意识到自己的罪孽和悔改的需要。
Most people just casually acknowledge they are sinners.
大多数人只是随便承认自己是罪人。
Satan has deceived them that they can be saved without repentance.
撒旦欺骗他们，不用悔改就可以得救。
Now we come back to the subject of assurance of salvation.
让我们回到得救的确据这个主题。
How can a person ascertain he or she is a true Christian?
人如何确定他是真正的基督徒？
It is a very important question to ask, and it has been a big controversy for centuries. But nowadays, few people ask this question.Even in the church.
这是一个非常重要的问题，几个世纪以来一直是一个很大的争议。
Many people just simply believe they are saved.
许多人只是简单的相信他们是得救的。
William Garvey was a great 17th century Puritan minister.Who wrote only one small book in his life? It's called The Christian's Great Interest in Two Parts.
戈士瑞是17世纪的一位伟大的清教徒牧师，他一生中只写了一本书，就是这本《基督徒真伪辩》。
But this booklet is what many of his contemporaries describe as one of the finest and most important works in Christianity.
但就是这本书被他当代的许多人描述为基督教中最优秀、最为重要的著作之一。
The word interest in the English title does not just mean that the book deals with the matter of great importance to a Christian. It also has a legal sense in which to have an interest means to have a valid stake or share in something.
戈士瑞这本书的英文标题中的兴趣一词不仅意味着这本书涉及对基督徒最重要的事情，它还具有法律意义，即拥有利益意味着拥有有效的股份或分享某物。
Garfield's book answered two of life's most crucial questions. Am I a true Christian? If not, how do I become a true Christian?
戈士瑞在书中回答了人生最关键的两个问题：我是否是一个真基督徒？若不是，那么我如何成为一个真基督徒
？He insists being able to know if a person is a Christian also tells us why so many people are not sure if they are Christian.
他坚持说，一个人能够确实知道自己是否是一个基督徒，也告诉了我们为什么有那么多的人不能确定自己是否是一个真基督徒的原因。
Garfield's book deals with how the Christian may know that he has a legal claim within the will and testament or covenant that the Lord Jesus graciously made with his people.
戈士瑞的书说明基督徒如何能确定他在主耶稣基督与他的子民所订立的圣约中拥有合法的权利。
Garfield helps us to put ourselves in a courtroom trial where we are under the scripture as a judge to determine whether or not our claim is a valid one.
戈士瑞帮助我们将自己置身于法庭审判之中，根据圣经来判断我们是否有合法的权利得着救恩。
I found much of what I want to say about assurance of salvation is already in this book, so I sincerely ask everyone to read this book, which I will send to you.
我发现这本书里已经有很多我想说的关于救恩的确据的内容了。所以我真诚地请大家阅读这本书，我将发给大家。
Well, here's the table of content of the book.
这是这本书的目录。
There's some difference between the Chinese version and the English version, and I must say that because the English version is written in English 400 years ago, it is a challenge to read it. So I recommend youTo read the Chinese if you can.
这本书的目录英文的和中文的有一些出入这是原因是因为这本书是400年前的英文写的。所以我强烈推荐大家去读中文版。
As I said, part one deals with the question, am I a genuine Christian?
书的第一部分讲到我是否是一名真基督徒。
How to be sure you are saved?
怎么确知你是否得救?
Different ways God draws people to Christ.
人们被吸引到基督那里的不同方式。
Evidences of a Christian.
基督徒的特征。
Are the evidence of a genuine Christian.
真基督徒的其他特征。
The differences between true and false Christians.
真假基督徒的差别。
Resolving Christians' doubt about their salvation.
解决基督徒对自己是否得救的疑惑。
Now, if I'm not a genuine Christian, don't get discouraged. This book tells you how to become a genuine Christian.
如果你不知道自己是否是一个真基督徒啊，不用着急，这本书可以帮助你。
What does it mean? It tells you what does it mean to believe in Christ.
信基督的含义是什么?
What is required of those who believe in Christ?
人该怎样尽 信基督的本分。
What are the obstacles that prevent people from believing in Jesus?
阻碍人信耶稣的意义。
Are there obstacles and a conclusion?
阻碍人信基督的其他意义及全书的总结。
Here are the English and Chinese Bibles, Chinese books.
这是英文版和中文版的书。
And you can download the English from two websites. They are a little bit different, the content. And
这里有两个链接，你可以当下载这个英文版。
But as I said, I recommend that you read the Chinese version, which is much clearer, better, and it's only 32 pages long.
我鼓励大家去读中文版，这样看读起来比较清楚只有40页。
There are two contemporary Bible complementary Bible passages that offer checks and balance on the assurance of salvation.
有两个互补的圣经段落提供了对救恩保证的制衡。
And while the first passage is what we justmentioned earlier in the beginning in 1 John chapter 5.
第一段是在我们讲到开始的时候就提到了的约翰一书。
And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们，信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
Examine yourselves to see.
The second passage is in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test your. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test?
哥林多后书13:5。你们总要自己省察有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
There are differences between the two passages.
这两段经文有不同的地方。
The first one gives us assurance, and the second one questions us.
第一段的经文告诉我们有一个确保，但是第二段经文告诉我们有一个质疑。
The first one, look at it objectively from the scripture.
第一段是客观的来看。
And the second one, subjectively, look at ourselves to see if we are truly saved.
第二段经文是从主观方面来看我们自己是否得救。
But there's similarity between the two.
但是这两段经文也有相似的地方。
The first similarity is they both emphasize on faith.
第一个相同点就是他们都强调了信心。
As I circled in the passage.
我在经文中画了圈圈。
And the second similarity is they both also emphasize the life of Christ inside a believer.
第二个相同的地方是他们都指出了在基督徒的内里有基督的生命。
As I also circle in this passage.
我也圈出了在经文中。
The purpose of Apostle John in writing the Gospel of John was to bring his reader into faith in Jesus Christ.
使徒约翰写作约翰福音的目的就是带领读者进入对耶稣基督的信心。
He made it clear at the end of the Gospel of John, he said, I write these things so that you may believe Jesus is the Christ.
他在约翰福音的结尾清楚地指出，但记这些事，要叫你们知道信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Then he wrote the epistle, okay, for another purpose, so that those who believe may know they have eternal life.
以同样的方式，约翰写了他的书信，是为了另一个目的，是让那些相信的人可以知道他们有永生。
He said, I write this thing to you so that you may know that you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道你自己有永生。
This verse is telling us if we genuinely believe in the name of Jesus, we have the Son. And since the Son has eternal life, that means believers have the eternal life and are saved.
这节经文告诉我们，如果我们真的相信耶稣的名，我们就拥有子。既然子有永生，那就说明信徒也有永生，就得救了。
This thing refers to everything John mentioned in his first epistle.
这些话指的是约翰在书信中提到的所有话。
Especially fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our walk with God in the light,the indwelling of the Spirit of God in us, the purifying work of God in us, which is sanctification, and our love for God and fellow Christians.
重点就是与他的儿子耶稣基督的团契，我们在光中与神同行，在我们里面神的圣灵，也就是恩膏，还有神在我们生命中的洁净的工作，也就是成圣。我们对上帝和基督，我们对上帝和基督徒同胞的爱，而不是对世界和我们的肉体。
All these are evidences that we are in Christ, and we have the life of Christ within us, which is the assurance of our salvation.
这一切都是我们在基督里的证据，我们里面有基督的生命，这是我们得救的保证。
So God gives us the assurance of salvation objectively based on His word that He inspired John to write down in His epistle.
因此，根据书信中上帝启发约翰写下的话语，上帝客观地给了我们得救的保证。
But God also inspired another apostle, Paul, to challenge us.To do self-examination subjectively so that we won't fall into self-deception.
但上帝也启发了另一位使徒保罗，挑战我们主观地进行自我检查，这样我们就不会陷入自欺欺人的境地。
And Paul tells us to do so in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
保罗在哥林多前书11章28到31节和哥林多后书的13章5节提到。
He tells us to examine our life in three areas, our faith, our life, and the indwelling Christ.
保罗挑战我们从三个方面来查验自己，信心、生活和基督内住。
Our faith.I have already covered quite a bit in this area already, and Goethe's book also adds additional points in his book.
关于得救的信心，我已经讲了很多。戈士瑞的书在第三章和第七章提供了一些额外的观点。
Why should we do self-check up on our faith? We should do self-check up in our faith in the following area.
我们应该在以下几个方面对信心进行自我检查。
Is my faith based on correct understanding of the gospel?
我们的信心是基于对福音的正确理解吗？
Does my faith involve our intellect, emotion, as well as our will?
我们的信心涵盖理智、情感和意志吗？
Is our faith built on the foundation of repentance?
我们的信心是建立在悔改的基础之上吗？
Does our faith involve a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
我们的信心拥有一个与耶稣基督的个人关系吗？
The second point, our life.
第二部分，我们的生活。
If we are truly born again, there must be some evidence of a new life.
如果我们真正重生得救了，一定有一些新生命的证据在我们的生命中。
Such as newborn baby crave for milk. Have you ever experienced a craving for spiritual milk, which is God's word?
比如，新生的 baby 是渴慕奶水，我们经历过对灵奶，也就是神的话的渴慕吗？
Young children are delighted when they are with their parents.Do we desire to draw close to God, or are we afraid to approach Him?
年幼的孩子和父母在一起的时候会很高兴。我们渴望亲近神吗？还是我们害怕接近他？
Babies cry. Do we also cry or pray, Abba Father, inwardly?
Baby 会哭，我们也会在里面向阿巴父哭求祷告吗？
Baby grow rapidly through birth. Growth is an indication of life inside. Did we experience growth at all after becoming a Christian or remain stagnant?
婴儿出生后迅速成长，成长是内在生命的标志。成为基督徒后，我们有没有经历过成长，还是停滞不前？
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature.Have we experienced any change in our life since becoming a Christian?
若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。在成为基督徒后，你的生命经历过任何变化吗？
Changes such as our perspective, thinking, motive, life goal and direction.
变化诸如观念、思想、动机、生活目标和方向。
Our interests and how we view our finance.
我们的兴趣和如何看待经济财务。
Our relationship with God and people.
我们与人的关系与神的关系。
A desire to be holy and renounce sin.
渴望成为圣洁并弃绝罪恶。
Number three, the indwelling Christ.
第三方面是内住的基督。
Second Corinthians 13:5 challenge believers to examine their faith by checking if Christ lives within them.
林后13:5挑战信徒通过检查基督是否活在自己心中来查验他们的信心。
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us the children of God are given the Holy Spirit, which is a deposit.A guarantee until the day of redemption.
以弗所书1:13-14说，神的孩子受了圣灵为凭据，一个保证，直到被救赎的日子。
Romans chapter 8 tells us every child of God has the Spirit of Christ within. The presence of the Holy Spirit's indwelling is the strongest proof that a person belongs to Christ and is saved eternally.
罗马书8:9-10，神的孩子有基督的灵在里面，圣灵内住是一个人归属基督和永远得救的最有力的证据。
I looked through more than 20 English translations and more than 6 Chinese translations and come up with this rather interesting mixed translation of 2 Corinthians 13:5.
我查阅了20多种英文翻译和6种以上的中文翻译，得出了这个非常有趣的综合翻译版本。
And this is the translation that come up with. Examine yourself, test yourself to see if your faith is genuine. You should realize that Jesus Christ is in you unless you are a counterfeit.
你们要省察自己，考验自己。看看自己是否有真信心。你们应该知道耶稣基督住在你们里面，除非你们是冒牌的。
Apostle Paul was saying here, check for evidence that Christ lives within you.
使徒保罗在这里所说的是检查基督住在你里面的证据。
Apostle John basically said the same thing. He said anyone who believes has the testimony in his heart. And this testimony is eternal life is in his son. He who has the son, that means has the son living in him, has eternal life.
使徒约翰基本上说了同样的话，任何相信的人心里都有这个见证，这个见证就是永生在神的儿子耶稣里面，有了子住在你里面，你就有永生。
Well, there is a hymn called He Lives, which is very meaningful. We don't have time to read them all, but one important verse in this song is He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
耶稣基督今天活在每一个从神重生得救的人心里，就如这首主活着这首圣诗中所唱的，主与我谈，他伴我走，生命载路同过，你问我怎知主活着，因主活在我心中。
Christ living within his children is not an imagination, not a fantasy, it is a reality.
基督住在他的子民里面，不是想象，也不是幻想，这是一个现实。
This reality may be manifest differently in each believer.
这个现实可能对每个信徒都有不同的表现。
I have been a Christian for many decades, and I can testify Jesus Christ is very real in my life. He lives within my heart, as the psalm says.
作为一个信主几十年的基督徒，我可以见证耶稣基督在我的生命中是非常真实的，正如诗歌所说，他住在我的心里。
I would like to illustrate this reality of Christ living in me with two short testimonies which happened to be in the past few months.
我想用过去几个月发生在我身上的两个见证来说明基督活在我里面的事实。
One Sunday morning in November 2021, I brought before God in prayer a problem I was trying to resolve. I didn't have a solution and I saw no possibility.
2021年11月的一个星期天早上，我在祷告中把一个我试图解决的问题带到上帝面前，我没有解决方案，也看不到任何可能性。
After the prayer, I got up.I turned on my computer to get ready for church worship.
祷告后，我起身打开电脑，准备去教会做礼拜。
Mysteriously, a web page popped up before me without me typing anything on the computer.
奇怪的是，一个网页在我面前弹出，我并没有输入任何内容。
And this web page is a...web YouTube web page with 18 songs about God.
这是一个 YouTube 网页，有18首关于上帝的诗歌。
And then they began to play the first song, a beautiful song.
然后就开始播放第一首诗歌，一首很美的诗歌。
And this song's name is called God Will Make a Way for Me.
歌的名字是他为我开道路。
Well, let us hear some of the lyrics of the song, and please look, pay attention to what it says.
让我们来听段这首诗歌的内容。
Make a way for me. He will be my with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade.
Beautiful song. What a beautiful promise. What an answer to prayer.
多么美好的诗歌，多么美好的应许，多么奇妙的祷告回应。
The second incident God made himself real to me was in December last year through a traffic violation, a very strange event.
第二次我切身体验到神的真实是在去年十二月通过一个非常奇怪的交通违章事件。
I was talking to my wife while driving, and I didn't pay attention to the posted 30 miles per hour speed limit on the road.
我在开车的时候和我的妻子说话，我没有注意到路牌上的30 mile 的限速。
And the car was going down a slope, so without stepping on the brake, the car speed picked up as it ran down the slope.
车子正在下坡，我没有踩刹车，车速在下坡时加快起来。
Just when the car reached the bottom of the slope, we saw two bright white flashes from a roadside speed camera.
就在车子刚到坡底的时候，我们看到路旁测速摄像头发出两道白色的亮光。
My wife said, "You're going to get a ticket."
太太说你要吃罚单了。
But as soon as she finished speaking, I heard a voice inside. You will not get the ticket. I'll take care of it. Just watch.
但她话音刚落，我就听到我的里面有声音说，你不会得到罚单，我会处理的，你就看着吧。
I know full well who was speaking. It was a familiar voice, spoken in a familiar way.It was not audible, but the word spoken was clear to me. It flashed into my mind like a telegram.
我很清楚谁在说话，那是一个熟悉的声音，用熟悉的方式说出来。声音听不见，但说出来的话对我来说很清楚。它像闪电一样闪入我的脑海。
3 months now, it has been more than 3 months now. I have not received a speeding ticket.
现在已经过去三个多月了，我还没有收到超速罚单。
Why did he do this for me? Because he wanted to assure me he take care of my problems and I can rely on him.
他为什么要为我这么做？因为他想向我保证他会照顾我的问题，我可以依靠他。
I think it also reminds me I'm a sinner.I broke the law, But it takes away my penalty.
我想这也是提醒我，我是一个罪人，我触犯了法律，但他取消了我的惩罚。
I'm not encouraging anyone to violate the traffic law. Please don't tempt God. God gave me grace for a good reason. He taught me a lesson.
我不鼓励任何人违反交通法规，请不要试探上帝。上帝赐予我恩典是有充分理由的，他给我上了一课。
My point of telling you this story is to testify that Jesus is alive. He lives within his children.
我讲这些故事的目的是证明耶稣还活着，他住在他的孩子里面。
He walks and talks with us. My sheep hear my voice.In hearing his voice, we are sure we are his, and he is ours, and our salvation is secure.
他与我同行，他向我说话，通过这种方式，他向我们保证，我们是他的，他是我们的，我们的救恩是安全的。
We have come to the end of the sermon now, and now let us listen to the response song, He Lives.
今天的讲道就结束在这里，让我们来唱一首回应诗歌《主活着》。
华光中路走，日子我总别再来大显荣耀，直到耶稣今天仍然活着，他与我谈，他伴我走，生命在路通过，我要喊扬叫喊领导万民，你望我站直多活着，引渡活在我心，总算头换星星了，都当扬三个唱，三个唱哈利路亚，荣归基督君王，他是行者的盼望，又是救的力量，无一人像他可爱，仁慈善良，基督耶稣今天仍然活着，他与我谈，他伴我走，生命在路通过，我要传扬叫喊领导万民，你问我三次都活着，引出活在我心。
好，谢谢这位长老的。